God wants you to learn to crank up yourself. You have a propeller. You need to twist that rubber band down inside yourself, and you need to learn to get yourself going. He wants you to crank yourself.
And now, great sermons from Fundamentalism. In his famous sermon, Crank It Up, Jeff Owen preaches on a concept that is not given in the Bible. He misconstrues two different words that are both translated as stir up in the English version of the Bible. The first occurs in the Old Testament and is actually addressing God, not man, asking God to stir himself up on behalf of his people and subdue their oppressors. In the second reference that Owen uses, Peter in the New Testament is telling his readers that they need to rekindle their memories to think about the things that they have learned. But Owens takes these two disparate passages, brings them together, and insists that the Bible is teaching us that we need to be cranked up. We need to crank ourselves up. We need to crank each other up. That is, to be good Christians, we need to get ourselves into a state of perpetual enthusiasm and excitement. And again, such a commandment does not exist in the scripture. In the next part of his sermon, Owen gives the bread maker example. He remarks on the bread maker because the bread maker can be programmed to stir itself up. He talks about old cars that used to use cranks. He adds several other examples, including a chainsaw with a pull cord, a wind-up clock, toy airplanes with twisting propellers. From these examples, Owen says that God wants you to crank yourself up. You have to crank yourself up for Jesus. He adds, speaking to young people, that Sunday school teachers, pastors and bus captains and youth directors will crank you up for Jesus. Parents try to crank you up to do the right thing. He says that anybody can get as excited as they want about the things of God. They just have to get cranked up. He discusses the rough year he had in the previous year. He explained that to cope, he took an envelope and wrote on it, "Get fired up or die," and taped it to the back of his door. He recounts that when he had read that envelope, he got his crank out and got fired up. He continues to explain that he would crank himself in his office. The problem, apart from the numerous double entendres that exist in such a sermon, is that once again the man is asserting from the text, or text in this case, something that is not at all what the texts are saying. And we're not talking about a mistake somebody could make because the texts are obscure. These are easy passages, and all you have to do is read them in context to realize they have nothing to do with cranking yourself up. Owen goes on to say that great men in the Bible got themselves cranked up. He cites 1 Samuel 36. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. He says David was a self-cranker. Owen declares that if David needs to get cranked up, so do you. But it's interesting that the word in 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6, for encouraged, is the same word used to say that God hardened Pharaoh's heart. It is also a word that is used when somebody catches hold of somebody or something, a swift and strong seizing of somebody's hand, or in the case of Moses, a snake's tail. So David did not crank himself up. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, when David returned to his remote HQ, all the wives and children of him and his men were gone, taken captive, and everything had been pillaged. His own people, filled with horror and sorrow and angry with him for such a blunder, talked about killing him. David caught hold of God, according to the text, and became stronger. He dwelt in his mind upon all that God had promised him and understood that it was not his time to die. There were still great things he had been told he would do, and God was with him. If you read the rest of the text in 1 Samuel 30, you don't see David uttering any great speeches. He asks for the ephod in order to get the answer by divination, and the answer comes back that he must pursue his enemies and win back the captives, for he will succeed. David did not conquer in this situation because he made himself be enthusiastic, and his enthusiasm was contagious. He went to the Lord and realized that God had not left him, and the promises of God to him were still true. Only then, by faith in God, did he have the courage to ask for the ephod and divine an answer about the captives. The answer he knew would be made public, And if God had gone against him and given an answer that the captives could not be rescued, the people would have killed him. But when David came before God and believed the promises given to him through the prophet, he had the strength to ask the fateful question. David got his power not from enthusiasm, but from faith in God. And his faith came because he looked to God and not himself, and had faith in what God had declared about him, even though all around him were the signs of his own failures. Owen says none of this. His reference to David is pretty much a passing reference, but he gets it wrong. He commends David for cranking himself up. But David's ability to go on came from faith in God, not enthusiasm. Our ability to be enthusiastic is not our source of power. God's faithfulness to us is our power. There's much more that I could say about this sermon, but I think we'll end it with this. If you want to read a more detailed deconstruction of the sermon, you can go to my webpage, blog on the lily pad. You'll see on the left-hand side a list of 10 sermons. You can click on the Crank It Up sermon and read a much more detailed deconstruction of this sermon.